Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy Script here, back with
another one.
And today, I got another episode of this series I've been running titled The Doors to Success. Today, we're focusing our attention on the Memphis recording artist NLE Choppa. Choppa's name's been ringing a bit since he'd announced on his X account, quote, "I'm coming out," which of course sparked a bunch of rumors, along with the fact that bro's been wearing some pretty questionable clothing and making even more questionable music.
Smell like Buddhist. I'm trying to eat that ass. Hey, yo!
But we'll get into that in a bit. For those not familiar to this concept of the doors to success,
allow me to explain.
Nearly 10 years ago now, Queens, New York rapper Nori, now known for his podcast Drink Champs, did an interview with DJ Vlad where he described his encounter with fame and what it was like during the peak of his rap career. For you young bulls watching the channel, Nori did have a fairly respectable rap career and sold more on his debut album back in 98 than rappers with millions of followers do now. I bring this up just to put into perspective the credibility behind his statement. Nori talked about the concept of doors one must pass through to advance in their career. He mentioned three specific doors he was presented with.
There's three different doors, right?
With one involving some fruity activities on some humiliation ritual type shit, another requiring some form of sacrifice, and lastly, the independent route. Now, this isn't anything new when he said it, and it's not anything new as I'm saying it now. People around the world, like myself, have felt this way since we were young. Noticing strange symbolism with artists, them doing some questionable stuff, or worst of all, someone important to them passing away unexpectedly.
My mom ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
But hearing someone with a solid industry resume speak on it only reassured me and others in these notions. But before we talk about Choppa and the doors I suspect he's walked through to achieve and maintain his fame, let's get a little bit of a background story. Bryson LaShawn Potts, better known as NLE Choppa, was born on November 1st, 2002 in Memphis, Tennessee. Raised in the Parkway Village neighborhood of Southwest Memphis, Choppa's early life was deeply influenced by the cultural richness and challenges of his environment, which would later be reflected in his music. Choppa grew up in a supportive and close-knit family, where both of his parents played crucial and equal roles in his upbringing and career. His mother, Angelita Ellis Potts, and his father, Brandon Potts, both serve as his managers, guiding him through the music industry and providing the foundation for his success. The involvement of his parents, along with the strong bond he shares with his older brother, also named Brandon Potts, has been instrumental in shaping his personal and professional life. During his early years, Choppa attended Cordova High School in Memphis, where he was known for his basketball abilities. However, despite his athletic talent, his passion for music began to take precedence. At 14, he started rapping with the homies and initially just treated it as a hobby. But this interest quickly grew into a serious pursuit, leading him to release his first track, No Love Anthem, at the age of 15 under the name YNR Choppa. At just 16 years old, following the viral success of his single Shotta Flow in 2019, Choppa made a pivotal decision in his career. He turned down a $3 million offer from a major record label, opting instead to remain independent by partnering with United Masters in February 2019. This move allowed him to retain control over his music. However, by July 2019, Choppa signed with Warner Music Group to launch his own label, No Love Entertainment, marking a significant step in his journey as an artist. Choppa's education was put on hold when he decided to drop out of school in the 10th grade to focus on his rapidly growing music career. However, he did later return to complete his education, graduating from Greater Place Christian Academy in 2020, a milestone he dedicated to his mother as a gesture of appreciation for her unwavering support. Now, it was after signing to a label where it became clear, at least to me, that Choppa was willing to do whatever it took to stay here. Some of you might recall back in the summer of 2020 when NLE Choppa announced his spiritual awakening on his socials, telling fans that he's no longer promoting any kinds of negativity in his music and was making a major shift both personally and professionally. He claimed at the time to be getting closer with God, and of course, people's reactions were quite mixed, with some saying, I mean, live your life and let people live theirs. If he feels comfortable, why not? Another person saying, he's just doing it for attention. Me personally, I felt like it was a marketing ploy off the rip, and like I always say, time will tell, and it sure did. During the time of the spiritual Choppa era, he released a mixtape on his birthday titled From Dark to Light, and many of his fans were praising his ability to mature so young as an artist. Following up the release of his conscious mixtape, Choppa closed out the year with another song titled Protect, which continued to display this quote-unquote spiritual side of Choppa. But in 2021, things took quite the turn, and that blindsided those very fans that thought he'd changed for the better. On March 28, 2021, NLE Choppa was arrested for multiple offenses, including burglary, drug and gun charges in Davie, Florida. When the news broke, fans were quick to call NLE Choppa out for the hypocrisy, as he just told everyone how he'd turn his life away from the very things he was arrested for. But man, did it get worse. After posting bail the following day, Choppa released a track titled First Day Out, a remix to the popular track Beatbox by Spottum Gottum, on April 1st of all days. Gotcha, bitch. Just look at the gematria for a second. Note, NLE Choppa matches with April Fool's Day in the ordinal ciphers with that 153. I see it as him basically telling people it was all a joke from the beginning.
You played yourself.
And it's also important to understand that those behind the music industry simply see artists as their pawns on a chessboard, to be used how they see fit once signed to them for whatever agenda they're aiming to push. Behind the music scene, you have a few main culprits that the fingers typically get pointed to, that being the Freemasons and the Jesuits. These three groups undeniably rule from behind the scenes, whether that be owners of labels, production companies, owners of major studios, managers, A&Rs, basically all throughout the industry, and they use artists, particularly rappers, in a unique way when it comes to the symbolism. There's often a ton of Jesus-related rituals with rappers. Think Tupac's Machiavelli cover with him on the cross. Think Kanye West and Jesus Walks, or that time when all the rappers used to rock those Jesus peace chains. You got guys like Kanye saying he's a god.
I just told you who I thought I was, a god.
Then going religious. Even Drake took shots at Jesus on his On the Radar freestyle. Or what about Kendrick Lamar, who recently before the rap beef with Drake was rocking the crown of thorns, which bothered a bunch of fans, but yeah, I mean, the list goes on. Now, the reason that this is done is due to the Faustian bargain they're making with the three groups I mentioned before. To avoid going on a long tangent, I strongly recommend watching my Faustian bargain video where I carefully lay out what I mean by this being part of their Faustian bargain. I can truly give countless examples of this rapper slash Jesus symbolism, and I'm not even trying to get religious with y'all, I'm just telling you how it is. In gematria, the words Jewish, Masonic, Lucifer, Jesus, and rapper all equal 74 in the same cipher, and it's certainly not by coincidence. But with that in mind, NLE Choppa released the single First Day Out, completely contradicting the spiritual image he had been promoting. This came exactly 151 days after his birthday, the same day he dropped his conscious mixtape From Dark to Light. Note, Jesus Christ equals 151. And think about that concept for a second, going from dark to light. Jesus is referred to as the light of the world, but Choppa did the exact opposite by going back to the quote-unquote dark side, if you will. Remember, artists influence their fans, especially the young ones. Imagine what fans of Choppa thought when they saw their favorite artist seemingly turning to God, only to switch it up. 151 is also the 36th prime number, and NLE Choppa equates to 36, and his birthday, coincidentally, is on the 306th day of the year. Using the rules of numerology, we got a 36 connection right there, with his stage name and birthday, kind of tying it all together. But the real symbolism behind this project lies in the cover art and title, From Dark to Light. Remember, one of the three groups operating behind the scenes manipulating your favorite artist in mainstream media are the Freemasons. Their own symbolism bears a noticeable resemblance to Choppa's conscious mixtape cover. This image you see here symbolizes the performative structure and purpose of Masonic initiation rituals, describing different versions of the Haremic legend and explaining the key craft degrees of Freemasonry: Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and Master Mason. To wrap up this segment, what I'm getting at is that this project, From Dark to Light, was just a Masonic ritual following his initiation after being signed. The Faustian bargain requires you to give up things that are morally or spiritually important to people. And Choppa did that by selling this false image, only to have deceived his fans. But to cap off why it's truly just a Masonic ritual, consider the label he signed to, Warner Music Group, which is obviously under the Warner Brothers umbrella. And for those unfamiliar with the Warner Brothers, Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack Warner, they were all Freemasons and played a massive role in our modern day entertainment landscape. On the 5th of March 2022, Annalie Choppa and his on-and-off-again girlfriend-slash-baby-mama, Marissa Dene, announced the tragic loss of their unborn son, with Marissa suffering a miscarriage. I covered this story back when it happened, but it's worth mentioning that Choppa and Marissa documented their pregnancy journey on their large social media platforms. And of course, this type of couple content attracts a lot of attention from both genders. And from a business standpoint, it simply means more eyes on NLE's music. So of course, with the sad news, naturally, both of their followers on social media poured in to show their support and send their condolences. Earlier that year, before the tragic news, Choppa's career was on the up and up. He started that year off strong with the release of his third mixtape, Me Vs Me, featuring the single Shot of Flow 6, which has over 30 million views. But with great success comes great sacrifice, they say. And in this wicked music industry, that notion couldn't be further from the truth. From Choppa's 19th birthday to the loss of his unborn son was a span of 4 months and 5 days, resembling the number 45. This matches with Annalie Choppa and Ritual and the Reduction Ciphers. Alright, this part might throw some of y'all off, especially if you're new to the content. But among the groups I discussed that have power behind the scenes in the entertainment industry, one thing all three of these parties have in common is their admiration and worship, if you will, of the planet and entity that is Saturn. Saturn is the father of time, order, and chaos. Christian theologians and other historians have documented how people once sacrificed their children to Saturn, and the Greeks and Romans describe how Saturn devoured his own children to prevent them from overthrowing him. In short, Saturn is a dark entity with significant meaning to all three groups, ultimately known for sacrifice. Now, why I bring this up is that it was Annalie Choppa's child that died, and notice his full name matches with the phrase Saturn worship and the Jesuit order, the full name of one of the three groups I mentioned earlier. But it gets even more eerie as Choppa's son's name was Seven Dishun Pods, which equates to 210, like the number 21, and the word Saturn equates to 21 in the reduction cipher. For those new in numerology, zeros are null. Think about how Saturn has seven rings. Everything is just a big numerical ritual. In addition to all of that, his son's death was announced on a Saturday, the day named after the planet Saturn. And notice Saturday matches with the phrase ritual sacrifice. I mean, something definitely ain't right here. But lastly, his son's full name equates to 222 in the English ordinal, and he lost his son in the year 2022. Alright, but now it's 2024, and Annalie Choppa has been making the headlines for all the wrong reasons yet again, if you ask me. And instead of shilling this fake persona to fans about being spiritual, as that's long out the window, this man's done a complete 360. Bro went from a gun-toting gangster in Memphis to a spiritual rapper, back to a gangster rapper, all the way to this.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Enele Choppa has also apparently made his way into the LGBTQ community. Bro, low-key guilty by association.
Guilty.
But hey, anything to sell tickets and records, right?
Hey, yeah.
I know some people are going to say something like, hey man, what's wrong with that? And to that, I'd say, if you know, you know.
Michael likes to twerk. Now, does anybody in this room know how to twerk?
What did he say?
Have y'all lost your damn minds?
The rainbow community got a wicked agenda behind it, fueled by the push of perversion. I even made a whole video about it, which you should definitely go check out. To me, it looks like the label is using Choppa yet again as their pawn to push this hyper-feminine slash gangsta rap shit, like they've done with artists such as Young Thug. They're doing it with Uzi, Playboi Carti, and now they got this guy going all out. They've even got him making songs titled Slut Me Out and even plans on releasing a mixtape titled Slut Season. With Choppa obviously doing this for promotion, but I mean seriously, what type of degeneracy is this? Even his followers see that he's switching up with comments on his recent Instagram post of him rocking a dress, saying things like,
oh hell nah, yo ass fruity for real,
or
humiliation ritual,
or my favorite, we lost a soldier. With a bunch more like those. Now, I know one weird-ass fanboy is gonna be like,
it's not technically a dress. He has pants underneath.
Boy, if you don't get...
This part didn't even need any gematria to see that he's clearly teetering the line with that tweet stating, I'm coming out. And I said it in my Playboi Carti video, if you gay for pay, there ain't much to say. However, it wouldn't be right if I didn't whip out that gematria for y'all. Note, Enele Choppa posted this tweet on September 5th, a date that can be written 5/9 like the number 59. Remember, his tweet read, I'm coming out, which equals 59. And remember, fans immediately questioned this tweet and rushed to the idea of this being a humiliation ritual. And they're far from wrong, as you could see the phrase humiliation equates to 59 in the reduction cipher. Plus, this post came 58 days before his upcoming birthday. The phrase, I'm coming out, equates to 58 in the full reduction cipher. I mean, if that don't make you believe that these labels make these artists do things on their time, then take this in.
Pause.
The word humility equates to 117. Remember, amongst the groups in power is the Jesuits. I've thoroughly discussed in my video on the humiliation ritual how humility is practiced by the Jesuits as a ritual, if you will. And notice how Choppa posted this tweet on September 5th, which leaves 117 days in the year. And the word humility equates to 45, like the word ritual and his name, Enele Choppa. But people, do I really need to say any more? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if bro pops out with a Lil Nas X feature at the rate he's going.
That's pretty gay.
So yeah, I think Choppa has undeniably, in my eyes, gone through the doors to success, and it definitely wasn't just the independent route that he once started with. But you guys make that decision for yourself. Is Enele Choppa just a young man trying to find his way in the music industry, or is he a product of the labels and powers behind the scenes being used to misguide those that follow him? Guys, I hope y'all enjoyed the video. Be sure to support your boy by liking, commenting, sharing, and hitting that subscribe button. Remember, it's all free to do. Help a brother out. I appreciate y'all. I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace.